I'm excited about this weekend. I am taking my company on a fishing trip. I tell you what's really funny about that is I do not own a fishing pole and I do not like to fish. So why am I going on a chartered fishing trip?
Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
Because my company, which is filled with tons and tons of contractors, they like to fish. And guess what? That's all that matters. And I know that culture is important. And what is culture? Culture is the behavior. It's the attitude of your company. And we have a great culture within our company. And I want to reward it. And I want to get everybody together. We have so many divisions within our company that I just thought it'd be great to get everybody in one place at one time. And it's hard for us to do that. And I said, hey, why don't we have a fishing trip? And we'll get a big charter boat. I figure I got a better chance of catching a fish if they take me right. You know, charter boats are like professionals at that. I'm kind of excited. Like, I won't have to find the fish. I'll just tell the captain, drop me right where the fish is. So on this charter, we're going to have all, you know, all our employees, all the partners. I mean, we've rented vans. I mean, this is going to be, I'm really excited about it because culture's important to me. And I want to tell you how you can build great culture and how I built culture in my companies. And that's kind of what this podcast is called, How I Built Culture in My Companies. First, I went through a horrible culture turnover years ago, and I've shared that story a little bit at times, but we had a horrible culture. It was nothing but gossip, and I was not creating the culture, and I didn't even want to go into work. I didn't even want to go into the company that I was in. I was actually embarrassed by the culture. One day, I walked in, and one of my staff members hung up the phone and said a statement that was so vile that literally my stomach turned after I heard it. Went outside in the parking lot with one of my partners at the time, and I said, that will never happen again, and that person will be gone within the next 48 hours. We will gut this place like a fish. It's funny because that's what I said. We're going to gut this place like a fish, and I'm going to rebuild from the ground up. And we did that, and we've made it was the smartest decision I've ever made in business, but one of the hardest decisions I ever made in business. But how do you build culture in your company? First, you need to decide that you want to have a great culture. You know, what culture do you want? I mean, I personally wanted a culture that was helpful to our clients. Very service-oriented culture. I wanted a culture that did not have gossip. I joke, I don't want to hear about your Facebook or anything to do with that when I go to work. I don't care who hung out with who on the weekend. I don't want to hear any of that nonsense ever when I'm at work, okay, when I go into our office. I want a team atmosphere. If somebody in our partnership group says, listen, so-and-so, I need you to go help this person. And it's in a completely different division. It's in a completely different city. Sure, man, we're there. And I've had that happen where I was starting a division in another city and they crapped the bed and I had to bring in, you know, my A squad from another city. I said, listen, take the credit card, stay in a hotel, do whatever. I need you to put this to bed for me. Sure, Sean, it's taken care of. It's team. So that's important to me. I like likable people. I've let go of someone who wasn't likable. I told you about that, you know, just seemed very ungrateful for his job. After about 3 months, I got tired of looking at a sad face every day and I let him go. So I like people that are likable. And I like an attitude of excellence. I like to be around people who are exceptional at what they do. You know, they don't want to be average. They genuinely want to be exceptional. They want to do exceptional work. Okay? So that's the culture I want. So you need to decide what kind of culture, what's the behavior you want within your company? You know, is it an aggressive culture? What do you want? You know, is it very laid back? Okay? Is it very entrepreneurial? Whatever you decide. I'm not saying what's right or wrong, but you need to decide what the culture is going to be. And then you need to hire for it. I know the culture I want, so when I'm interviewing people, I share with them the qualities that I'm looking for. And I try to discern in the interview process whether they're going to fit within our culture. Third, I talk about our culture all the time. Customers to vendors to new interviews. I talk about it within, you know, our office, in our meetings. I love the culture we have, and I talk about it. I reinforce it. And all we do, our culture is in our marketing. Again, it's in our hiring. It's in how we do business. It's reflected in how we treat customers. So we reinforce that culture. I reward it. I give pay rate. You know what? If you fit our culture and you excel, you're likable, you're positive, you're a team player. Guess what? You're going to make a lot of money with us. Because I reward people that reflect our culture. That's the people that I want to end up being partners. I love people that work for me, but I like even more people that work with me. I love partners. So if you reflect our culture, you endorse it, you're probably going to, you know, be a partner at some point. We do surveys to every customer that we do work for in one of our companies. We get a survey card back. And on that, it answers four questions. And one of which, it'll let us know that you fit the culture. Did you exceed the customer's expectations? Did you perform? Were you professional and timely? That fits our culture. So when I get a card back and they go, man, Joe or, you know, Mary, whatever, was fantastic. They were professional. They were timely. They exceed our expectations. Man, I go talk to them. I go, man, I got this back today. This is fantastic. Listen, I own the company. I do very little within it. But my staff puts those survey cards on my desk like it is literally the Ark of the Covenant, and they're bringing it into the temple. Nobody gets those before I get those. And I go through those every single week and write notes, just like a happy fifth grade teacher going, good job, John, and Sharpie, fantastic. And if one's not as good, I immediately give it to the partner guy. This needs to be resolved within 24 hours. Why did this happen? I want to know this is resolved. That's our culture. I reinforce it, I reward it, and I promote it. Again, partners, when somebody can perform and endorse, and they fit everything about our culture that's right, man, I want that person. We see it in sports all the time. This kind of this Antonio Brown thing really lets it out, because he was a culture killer towards his end of his career in Pittsburgh. Clearly didn't last very long in Oakland. I mean, and there are some athletes that they're so talented, but they're culture killers. They're the opposite of everything that team stands for. And when you have a culture killer, you have bad culture, it's just not a great place to work for. You're just never going to be a great company. So I encourage you to take on some of these things that I gave on how I built culture, how I built great culture in my companies. I decided the type of culture I wanted to have. I hire for it. I talk about it all the time. I reinforce it. I reward it. And I promote it to partners. So again, that is how I built culture in my companies. Thank you for listening to the podcast. We're going to start bringing on exceptional guests, people that can equip, educate, and encourage entrepreneurs. So we are looking for great guests that we can put on the program, and we're working on that as we speak. If you're ever looking for a corporate speaker, I've agreed to do 6 per year. You can reach out to my office at Collin, C-O-L-L-I-N, at SeanCastrina.com, and he handles that for me. But if you want somebody who will never bore you, give you some steak, please reach out to us on all the platforms that are available. This is Sean Castorina with the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Get Started Marketing. That's GetStartedMarketing.com.